While there is still no word on a cure for the virus, government officials report the virus is not airborne, but can be transferred through contact with blood and other bodily fluids. The virus seems to be making people uncontrollably violent, and also somehow seems to be reanimating the dead. When asked, a White House spokesman declined to comment on whether or not this was a terrorist attack. Due to the violent nature of the ones infected, the virus is spreading rapidly. Government officials are reporting that there is no known cure for the virus and is urging citizens to stay in their homes and avoid contact. Citizens are also urged to lock and barricade all doors, windows, and any other point of entry. Riots nationwide are prompting local governments to declare martial law. The president is asking that citizens find safety and remain calm. Authorities are working on a plan to contain the outbreak.
Oh, hey, baby. Hey. We need to talk about something. I mean, it's not super serious. It's just something. Hey, okay. No, you can't go in yet. Baby, you can't go inside yet. Okay, you gotta promise you won't freak out. Because. Just can you just promise that first? Promise you won't freak out. I think they remember. The zombies. I think they remember. I think they. No, baby, please hear me out. I think they do though. I think somewhere in their. Because it's like an illness. No. I think we completely misunderstand how it's working. We think it's reanimating the dead. It's not. I think it's just a disease like the cold. Yes. We don't have to kill them. Well, this is why I told you not to freak out. So, remember Dave? Yes, he lived next door. He was really nice, lovely, wonderful guy. Well, Dave got bitten. Yes, and you know, I've been going to check on him. Yes, he has turned into a zombie, but I think he remembers. Because he hasn't tried to bite me yet, and he's in our living room right now, watching TV. I felt like it was wrong to chain him up. Because he's still a person, baby. He's not going to hurt us. I don't think so. You know, watch. Let me, come on. Yeah, let's go and look. So that's why I wanted to intercept you before you go in. Don't shoot him in the head, please. Because he's still Dave, I think. Yes. He is. Come on. Let me show you. Come on. Yeah, look, he's just watching TV. He hasn't even noticed us yet. Yeah, watch. Let me call the Dave. Watch. Dave, buddy. See? Look at that. He acknowledges his name. Are you enjoying the show, Dave? Yeah, look at him. He hasn't, like, got up or done any kind of, like, yeah, he hasn't done a single thing. Honestly, I don't know why we're all freaked out about these zombies anyway. They're so slow. Yeah. His reaction time is terrible. He tried to, like, swat at me once. I just, like, stepped away slightly. I think we're overreacting here. I don't think we need to be shooting them in the head. I think we should probably be, like, figuring out what's going on with these people. I know society's falling apart, but I think it's because we're just generally overreacting here. Dave is not a threat to us. Right, Dave? See? Well, I don't know. Dave, can you give me, like, 2 grumbles for yes? Actually, no, that's probably too complicated. Can I get 1 for yes and 2 for no? I am not skewing it so I get answers I want. Fine, I want 2 for no, 1 for yes. We're just going to confuse him. We're already making such good progress that you're just going to confuse the shit out of him. Dave, are you in there? Fuck, does he think 1's yes or 2's yes? Oh my god. See, this is why we confused him now. He's confused. I don't know. He seemed to be liking the chicken. Yeah, I gave him... I mean, it was raw, but he ate it. I don't know if zombies can get salmonella. I didn't ask him. Dave, can you get salmonella? I don't think he would know if he could get that. God, we need to really sort out if one is yes or two is yes. Because it that does that definitely does change the metric here. He's not a... Listen, look how peaceful he is. He's so peaceful. He hasn't done anything, you know? Because I think those ones went feral, you know? Okay, so, like, imagine you have a dog, right? But you never socialized the dog. Obviously, the dog is not going to be, like, chill with people. It won't know what to do. No, I'm not saying Dave is a dog. I'm just saying Dave has been socialized. I have socialized him. He's socialized. Right, Dave? That is a socialized zombie. That zombie socialized. Which means you can socialize other zombies. And then once we socialize them, we can figure out the cure. There's 100% a cure, baby. I know. People say there's no cure. There's definitely a cure. I think people are just lazy and do not want to do the work. Also, I think they're afraid of getting bitten. Which is why I think it's important we should work on a cure. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, it's such a mess. Yeah, there's so many isolated pockets of people. Like, we're barely communicating with each other. Like, society's basically completely collapsed. I feel like I'm kind of on my own here. No, obviously I have you. I know I have you. I'm just saying in terms of the zombie thing. Yeah, let's just do the science ourselves. I don't know. I broke into a lab a couple days. I got a bunch of test tubes. That has to be the starting point for science. If like, that is literally... That's where it begins, in test tubes. I got a microscope, too. I don't know. I got microbiology for dummies. Like, it... Like, how hard could it be? What else am I doing? There's no Xbox Live anymore. I mean, I have so much time now. I'm reading so many books. Yeah. Oh, my God. Books have been my new favorite thing. Yeah, they really have been. Yeah, I think I can solve this problem. Just give me like a week and a half. I mean, I was doing other things. We had power at the beginning of this thing, you know? I was very distracted at the beginning of this apocalypse, you know? Oh, yeah, okay, fine. You were right. The zombie apocalypse was a big deal. I should have taken it more seriously at the start of it. I thought we would have it contained. I mean, how many movies and video games have there been that we've been, like, practicing for this thing? Like, how did humanity collectively fail on this? I know. But it's up to us. So, long story short is, I think we should keep Dave. Yes, in the house. No, if we put him out of the house, someone's gonna shoot him. You know someone's gonna shoot him. Oh my God, Clark down the hall, he's been shooting at anything that moves. He almost shot me once. I mean, yeah, that is fair. I do moan and groan a lot. Okay, well, that's on me. I've moaned and groan less now. I don't go, ugh, as much like when I wake up in the morning and stuff. Yes, for obvious reasons. But can we please keep him? He has nowhere to go. Look how sad he looks. Right, Dave? Come on, that's a sad zombie boy. Please keep him. I will feed him. I don't know if you have to water a zombie. I don't know. Do you need water, Dave? Holy shit, that was two. I think that's a no. I think he's learning. Come on, baby. Come on, please. Can we please keep him? I'll take care of him. I'll walk him. I'll make sure no one shoots him in the head. Oh, thank you, baby. Listen, he's not going to be a problem at all. He's just going to literally sit there and watch TV all the time. I mean, once he runs out of Venture Brothers, I have a box out of Futurama. We have enough entertainment to keep him going. Look at that. He sounded like he's excited for Futurama. That is a zombie that wants to see Futurama. Oh my God, I'm going to watch Futurama with you, Dave, in a second. Let me finish this conversation. I'll be right over there. No. What? No, this is not about having someone to watch TV with. I have you to watch TV with. No, I'm not. Baby, I'm not trying to replace you with Dave. No, baby. Look at me. No, I will always watch Futurama with you. Yes. I'm not looking to replace you with Dave. I just think that Dave needs help, but I want to help him. Yes. You're always my favorite person to hang out with. Always. at that. Look, Dave's looking at us. He's like, yeah, see, he thinks it's a beautiful moment. Don't you, Dave? I mean, you can't argue with that. See, he's growing on you, too. That's all I wanted. I just wanted him to... thank you. You're going to love him. He's been such a good guest. I mean, I think I can teach him to wash the dishes. Do you think you can learn that, Dave? Yeah, see? Yeah, you totally can. Yeah. It's going to be fine, baby. Baby, look at me. It's going to be fine. I have all the lab equipment. I'm going to start learning science. It's going to be okay. No. We'll see. If he snaps at us, we can talk about it. But I don't think he hasn't done it yet. I don't think he will. I don't think so. Fair enough. We will lock the bedroom door when we go to sleep. That is fair. I will give you that. We will lock the bedroom door. But I think I might give Dave the office to sleep in, maybe? I don't know. I don't know if zombies sleep. Do you sleep, Dave? Is that a thing you do? Or are you just, like, constantly awake? I think that's a yes. Yeah, I guess he just does... I think he sleeps, maybe? I don't know. I've never seen a zombie sleep. Have you seen a zombie sleep? No, they just shamble all the time. Maybe they just don't sleep. That's probably not good for his mental health. Well, because I think he's just sick, you know? I don't think he's, like, changed fundamentally into something else. He's just like, you know, like a dog with rabies, you know? He has just a disease. We've got to treat the disease. Yeah, Dave's just in there somewhere, like, way deep down. Yeah, like, I think rabies is a great example. People that get rabies are, like, afraid of water, and, like, they start acting irrationally. They want to bite people. It's, like, the same thing. I mean, that's where I'm going to start looking. I don't know. There's a science lab, like, maybe 7 miles away. I think it was like CDC or something. I'm debating breaking in there, because I think they probably have something that might help. Yeah, that place is crawling, though, and I don't want to shoot any zombies anymore. I kind of feel like I have a moral obligation not to do that now. Yeah, maybe I can talk to Dave, and Dave can, like, get me in, or maybe I can send Dave in, he can go in and then get it and come back. I don't know. I think I could teach him. I think I could teach him things like that. Yeah, like, watch this. Dave, volume down, Dave, volume down, TV loud. Thank you, Dave. Oh. Look at that. Yeah, see? Yeah, you picked up the remote and everything. It's like, it's impressive. I'm telling you, I think there's a lot of progress to be made here. This is definitely a well that can be tapped. I love you too. I'm sorry. Oh. For bringing this home without telling you. Yeah. I mean, I should talk to you first. I admit, I got a little ahead of myself. I got excited. Yeah, I just thought, you know. Yeah, but what if it was me? What if I was Dave and Dave was me? Wouldn't you want Dave to be doing what I'm doing for him? Yeah, see? Yeah, exactly. Because, like... God forbid I get bitten, you know, and I turn into a Dave. Then, I would hope that someone would realize that I'm not evil and wouldn't shoot me in the head. So I'm giving him the same courtesy. I know it's very full circle. I love you too. I know. We're going to make it through this, baby. I told you at the beginning, I was like, this is going to be real chill. It hasn't been real chill, but it hasn't been that unchill. It's been like kind of chill neutral. Yeah, it's definitely gotten better though. Come on, as the apocalypse is gone, it's like a hill. You know, we've crested the worst part. I feel like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. If I can figure this out, get a cure. Oh my god, we can maybe go back to like normal life again. Yeah, that does sound so weird. I do I agree, baby. I mean, we won't lose all of it. Yeah, we're going to keep the cars. The Mad Max cars stay. That does not change. But if we go back to normal life again, we're all still driving Mad Max cars. I mean, there's just something cool about having a flamethrower on the front of your car. You don't have to use it, but just having it just feels... Yeah, you know, like maybe if it snows or something, we can find uses, you know? Yeah, we'll talk about it once we solve the apocalypse. Oh, I'm solving the apocalypse. We're gonna figure this out. With Dave here, I think we have we have a solution. Right, Dave? Look how optimistic he is. Yeah, I mean this boy is full of optimism. All right. Well, I'm gonna make sure Dave gets in the office in one piece, and then I'll come join you in the bedroom. Yeah. Okay, love. Thank you for letting me keep him.